Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To get Herb to give him rides wherever he needs to go.
In fact, I think we're at this point, Herb should just drive the Sixers wherever they go. Bus them up to New York.
That'd be smart. And then he can give them pep talks.
How do you think they would take that? Like, imagine if you were playing and Herb was your driver and he was giving you pep talks.
I respect my elders, Joe. Yeah. Okay. So I would listen. Now, how much I would listen to, you know, I had problems listening to folks when they call in here most times. Like when they start talking long, doing that long talking. So, I mean, it probably wouldn't go well.
What's long talking? How long is that?
We just had a call that was in here long talking. Talking about baseball, was just going in and
I think
all
you coined
in.
A new phrase.
Long talking.
We've heard people use the phrase close talker, right? When someone gets really close to your face.
Yeah.
You've coined the phrase long talker.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, like, or brain wrestling. Like, some people like to brain wrestle. Like, they do a whole lot. Like, just get to the point, dog. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I don't like talking on the phone for the most part.
Which one do you think is going to sum up Howard Eskin's commencement speech at Golden Beacon College?
Long talking?
Yeah, not brain wrestling?
No, it's going to be long talking. Because he's going to – can you – because Howard's going to talk about how great he is. Like, I can imagine – like Howard, and I know you're listening. You're going to say something about never having a bad day in your life.
Oh, he's got to start it that way.
You got to start it that way. And you're going to talk about all your successes, which you should. Because you're successful. But that's long talk. We all know who you are, dog, but you're long-winded. You're long-winded. Because I was trying to ask you a question when you called earlier, but you was long talking. So, like I said, I respect my elders. You just let them go. You know? At some point, Joe, like, I'm going to be there before you, but you're going to, at some point in your life, Joe, you're going to be a long talker, too. And your kids are going to be looking at you like, damn, dad, wrap it up.
They're already doing that.
Wrap it up.
They're already looking at me like I'm crazy. Christian Haddon Heights, what's up, Christian?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Christian. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to run something by both you guys, but more particularly you, when I don't want to, you know, get into a negative sort of thing, philosophical. But when I watch Embiid, he seems to be a guy, I mean, if you boil it down in human terms, a guy who really just doesn't like his job. He does not seem to take joy out there, and especially player. You know, he doesn't like to play basketball, and he doesn't especially like to play playoff basketball.
Hmm, that's interesting. I don't see that. I think that there are times where Joel Embiid plays where things are out of his hand. I think his mentality is a lot different. But I think he's a hell of a player. I think he loves what he does for a living. But I think a lot of times that he gets down when he feels like other people should be doing a lot more to help him have success. That's what I feel.
I think he likes all of the, you know, the periphery stuff, the commercials, the celebrity, but I don't see a love of the game in him. And to take it a step further, you know, you could say anything, but I'm 5'8", 180 pounds. You know, my feeling as a fan is if I was 7 foot, 280 pounds, I would be down on the block demanding the ball, ripping. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. We're here.
Yeah.
We didn't hang up on you, Bob.
Don't see that desire, that passion. And if you watch his body language, it's like, you know, he wants to shoot three-pointers and not be touched and not be physical and just let me play my game one-on-one. And why are you guys touching me? Why are you, you know, I don't see the aggressiveness. I don't see the drive. I don't see the joy, you know. When things are going his way, you'll see, you know, the goofiness and the, but the intensity, the passion, the will, I don't see any
it's
of it.
It's different.
He seems like a guy who doesn't like his job. You know, it's like trying to get a kid to do something they're not passionate about. And then when you put them into something that they love, you'll see them fight to do it, you know, do anything they can to do it.
Yeah, you know, here's how I would frame it, Christian. I think it's an interesting comment, and we appreciate the phone call. I don't think it is a necessity to be great, because obviously Joel Embiid has had a great career without – let's just go off his
probably
idea.
Be a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah, oh, he will be.
Yeah.
But I do. Here's what I've noticed. I don't know if he loves the game the way Kobe did, the way – Durant seems to
Kobe
be like
Kobe was different. I don't even think that's a fair.
I'll use Durant. Kevin Durant seems like he's addicted to basketball. He'll play till he's 40 until his mm-hmm. legs fall off. I don't know if Embiid's that way, but that I don't know if you need that either. I don't even. Would you say Nikola Jokic loves basketball? Every time he's asked about it, he says he'd rather be with his horses.
No, he but he's good at it.
He's great at it.
It's like it's not like I don't think he eats, sleeps basketball. Like
yeah,
that.
I think there's different. Ways to do this, right?
There's different levels to it.
Yeah. Peyton Manning loved football. Yeah. Loved the intricacies of it. Does every quarterback do the same thing as Peyton Manning? No. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady loved winning and loved competing more than anyone. Jordan loved competing and winning more than everyone. They're not the only ones that have ever won. Now, they're the best, and I wish that Joel maybe had a little bit more of that in him, but here's what I need tonight. I just need him to play to the level we know he can. Again, I said it, I'll say it again. I don't need 50 points tonight. I don't need him to make every shot tonight. I don't think I'm being unfair to Joel. I want him to score to the level he did during the regular season, rebound to the level he did during the regular season, and shoot efficiently like he did in the regular season. That's all. If he does that tonight and he puts up a game that we're used to by Joel Embiid standards, then he did what he was supposed to do. And then it's on the coach, it's on his teammates to bring their level too. That's all I'm asking for. I don't think I'm asking for too much, Hugh, out of Joel tonight. Play to the level he did in the regular season.
It don't sound like it. And I understand that this is probably going to be a lot to ask because of the way the games have been going the last couple of times that we've been out there. But probably a little bit more effort in the fourth quarter. Just a little bit. I mean, and I know, like, listen, I understand that's a tall task. But like I said earlier, too much is given, much is asked. And at any given time, and I know people talking about, well, he can't do this, and if so and so does that, I get all of that, man. But you the biggest dude on the court. You gotta you gotta rise to the occasion. It's not easy to do. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
What did you do in the fourth quarter when you were tired?
I would tell myself, hell, if it was easy, everybody would be out here. Certain athletes. There's a level of arrogance that goes along with that, you know, and you know you just have to push through. And it also helped when you had other guys around you knowing that you weren't in it by yourself, man. You weren't. You look around in that huddle and you look at everybody's face. Everybody's tired. But you're asked to do it one more time. You're asked to do it one more time and you just have to do it, man. I remember being on teams where our back was against a wall and we were about to give up a touchdown. And say, for instance, just as an example, Doc would come in and he would say something and it was like invigorating. I can't explain it, but, you know, sometimes, man, you just have to dig a little deeper, just a little bit. You know what I mean? And it might be something that, you know, might make you a little lightheaded. You might have a little headache or whatever, but you got to dig a little deeper, just a little bit. You'll be all right in the end, you know, you'll be all right. But that's how I look at it. And to, again, I hear everything that everybody's saying about the excuses about, you know, Crumble Cookie got to play better and he has to get more help off the bench. Well, you know what? When you're a player of that caliber, sometimes the cavalry ain't coming. You the cavalry. You know what I mean? You're the cavalry. You know? Remember when were you a Game of Thrones fan?
I've never seen
one of the absolute coolest moments. It's a meme. Remember when Jon Snow was standing there with the sword and all them horsemen coming?
Oh, I've seen the meme.
And he was like, he was just ready to rock and roll by him damn self. And then the cavalry rode in at the right time. Sometimes the cavalry ain't coming, dog. You the cavalry. And you got to suck it up. Now, it would have went bad for Jon Snow in that situation, but you get the point that I'm trying to
make. I think you summed up how I feel about how Joel has to handle tonight. He's the cavalry. We got to stop waiting for Tobias Harris to roll in here to save the day.
Now you get where I'm going when I say that, because everybody – we've complained for the last four games about Tobias Harris's contribution. 8 to 10 points a game. That's it. That's his ceiling. He's reached that. He's ranked – his ceiling.
I mean, it's a sad ceiling.
It's a sad ceiling. You the cavalry, dog. You got it. Like, one leg, barrels, palsy. I get it. It's tough. But this is your moment. This is your flu game, dog. This is your flu game.
Speaking of Tobias, quickly, I heard DeCameron and Richie trying to figure this out this morning with Seltzer's help. So they were trying to figure out if Tobias has made, like, the second most money in the history of Philadelphia sports. Like, you know, Bryce Harper has a bigger contract, but he's only played so many years here, mm-hmm. right? Zach Wheeler just signed a new contract. We're at the point now when you add out all the money, Tobias has made maybe the, like, top five money of anyone that's ever played sports in Philadelphia, and you and I are sitting here saying, Calvary's not coming. 8 to 10 points.
Calvary ain't coming, dog. Like, listen, Calvary ain't coming. Got to do it yourself. Ain't nobody coming to save you.
What do we think? What's Tobias's goodbye game going to be? You think it's going to be going out swinging or standing in the corner watching?
10 points.
10 points. So the same as always.
Joe, like, see, this is where I've the Lavender has helped me out tremendously.
Yeah.
Because
I've come
to grips.
Kyle needs
like,
some.
Y'all been sitting here for the last couple games looking at the box score, mad at Tobias Harris for doing what he's been doing the whole series. 8 points a game, 10 points. On a good night, he get 10. That's it.
You know what I do wonder? When did we lower the bar? Like, Tobias has averaged as a Sixer 17.6 points per game. All of a sudden, in the last, like, few months, we're like, you know what? Gives us 8 to 10.
I didn't lower the bar. I'm not lowering the bar. I'm just...
Well, someone lowered the bar.
I'm coming to grips with what it is. Like I said, Joe, Calvary ain't coming. Calvary ain't coming. Like, you're looking at Tobias
so
Harris.
So I need Embiid to be the Jon Snow guy.
He has to be Jon Snow.
The sword out. Let's
go. Calvary ain't coming. Calvary is not coming. Is it? It's a wrap.
Well, hopefully tonight's not a wrap. We need a big Joe all game. And Maxi, who we haven't spoken that much about, also has to play well. You know, he has to play well, has to finish well deep in the fourth quarter for this team to have a real chance to get a victory tonight. And if they do, I mean, yeah, there'll be a little hope tomorrow. Not much hope here on the show today. 215-592-9494. Hugh tried to convince us. Did it work for you, Kyle? Are you convinced?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Zero in terms of that. All right, let's also check this, because we had a discussion earlier about the Eagles and their chances to win the NFC. So the odds to win the NFC, should they be the favorite? Poll question there at WIP Midday Show. Should the Eagles be favored to win the NFC East? 88%. Yes on this one.
That's what I'm talking about. I won that one, right? I won that?
Yeah, you get a victory for that one.
I get that one. I ain't winning Tobias. I ain't winning the Calvary one, though.
No, 84% have no hope left for the Sixers team.
I mean, I respect that.
So what's AJ doing? Is he taking his time to get to the podium here?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea.
Well, that's
fine.
Looks
like there's no sign of him whatsoever.
Or again, he's crossed the T's, dot in the I's?
It is possible, with talking with Jack from the afternoons, mm-hmm. That if this doesn't happen, we'll just have to pass along cut audio.
Sure.
As opposed to the.
So. Yeah, if he's not there, he's not ready, and we can't bring the press conference to you. But you'll hear later on at some point what he had to say today. I think people are just interested to see how happy he is. Because it's been a weird offseason with AJ, so it's like...
Money makes everybody
happy. Well, he got $92 million.
Man, I would be sitting there talking about, I don't know what...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's y'all talking about. I love being here in Philadelphia for the kind of money y'all get.
Am I correct? This is the first time he'll have spoken since he called Jack and I,
I do believe so. I do believe so.
I don't think I've heard him since then. So. Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things to talk about. I mean, obviously,
is Dave Uram asking questions?
He better be there. Is Howard there, or is he retired from the inside of the year, so he's taking this
one
off?
The doggy reporter. I need the doggy reporter.
Elliot's there at least. Elliot, we have Elliot.
Elliot can swoop in on Howard's top ranking right now.
Yeah. So update on how afternoon's going to handle the whole insider? What do you think they're going to do with the insider thing, Hugh? Because they have Howard on their rankings. Did they remove him from the rankings?
I was ear hustling a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't think it matters.
Or they don't care.
They don't care what Howard wants. it kind of sounds like that. It kind of sounds like when they talked about him removing himself from the rankings. It kind of sounded like, I think I heard a "How dare you." I think I heard that.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
I was ear hustling a little bit. I think I heard a "How dare."
Trying to upstage their rankings with him taking himself out. All right, we'll find out at 2:00. Self's in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Self.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Yo, when y'all gonna listen to me, man? I told y'all I'd rather have a doc in my corner than a nurse. Y'all thought that nurse dude was gonna come here and take us to the promised land with them bumps. Come on, man. When y'all gonna wake up and smell the roses, man?
It ain't over yet, though, Self.
Hugh, it's over. I told y'all, we not going to win no chip as long as Mbum is here. The last 10 years, he's the only equation that's been here. Everybody else done been cut, let go, traded, everything. He's the only consistent piece that been here. We're not going to win a chip as long as that bum is here. He's soft. He's a flake. He's a phony. He's corny. He don't love the game of basketball. He just want to get paid from it and get the women from it. He don't love the game. Period.
Well, you're not the only one to say that today. Well, the love of the game. Yeah,
and I've been saying that forever, Joe.
Well, here's what he's got to do tonight. He's got to dig deep and play good basketball tonight. That's the only chance they have. He's got to play great tonight.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. That's the whole thing, though, right there, Joe. You just said it. He's going to play great. So then everybody would be on his side like, well, he did all he could do. No, get underneath, grab some rebounds, man. Be the big man you're supposed to be, sucker.
that sucker's so strong.
It is strong. Self, we appreciate it. But you know what? When you have a 6'4", Josh Hart getting 17 rebounds in a game, people are going to say things like that.
Yeah, people are going to talk. People are going to talk, man. It's one of those things where you have to. Calvary ain't coming. You got to be the Calvary.
That should be the pump-up speech tonight.
Calvary ain't coming. This is it. This is all we got.
It's like the Malcolm Jenkins thing. We all we need.
That's it. CMB.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's all
they
need.
Have you ever seen that? Kyle, have you seen New Jack City? I don't think Kyle's seen New Jack City.
I didn't even know what Martin was.
CMB.
I've heard of New Jack City. I've never seen it.
We never heard
of Martin.
I think you need to watch an episode of Martin. I'm serious.
Why do I need to?
I think it's to grow.
It's probably really outdated. Show.
It is probably Letterboxd, though.
Yeah.
It is probably Letterboxd.
Yeah, like, come on. Is it even in syndication? All the good shows from the 90s are in syndication.
I refuse to watch movies in Letterboxd. I mean,
Dude, you go on Tubi.
I do.
Your but movie standards are awful.
Tubi's not Letterboxd. Tubi is full of bad acting, so that's different.
At least you admit it.
Yeah, Tubi is
you can,
full of bad
You
acting.
Can watch Martin on Netflix, okay?
Yeah, but Tubi is bad.
You still watching Tubi?
I do.
You got to stop, man.
No, it's like some of the movie titles. Like just, you know, I watched this movie the other day. It was called Sloppy Seconds. Just, you know.
It's a family show, you know.
I'm just saying, that's the name of the movie.
I'm just like, I just wanted you to know it's a family show.
I'm just telling you.
I'm looking at the free
like, show. That was the name, Joe. That was the name of the movie.
I'm telling you.
The name.
There's, you only get so many moments in life. You don't waste them on Tubi, all right? You only get so much time. Don't waste it on Tubi.
It was a pretty good movie, though, but. Is a plot twist.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is in Sloppy Seconds. All right. That is it for us today. We got the afternoon show coming up next. I'm sure they'll have a response to Howard trying to remove himself from the insider of the year voting. Spike's angry at me because he filled out the excuse bingo board.
Anarchy. Yeah, we got anarchy at the station.
A lot of nonsense going on around here. You guys have a great rest of your day. Hopefully we're talking about a victory tomorrow for the Sixers and more basketball. If not, we're blaming Hugh for trying to make us positive. Enjoy your day. Enjoy it all. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.